So I would like to know that you mentioned that material humility make a one weak, weaker or
material humility is make one weak. Why?
Why?
Why? Material?
Material humility
makes
one.
Material humility makes one present oneself as weak. Do you want to know why?
Yes. 那么呢，就是物质的谦卑让一个人变得比较脆弱。你想知道为什么，是吧？
Well, the foundation of material consciousness is false ego.
因为物质的这个谦卑或者是物质的它的知觉物质的知觉的基础是我们的假自我
Just like this building is several stories tall there must be a strong foundation underneath
就像是一栋高楼大厦它必须要有牢固的地基一样
The foundation supports the tall building
那么一个牢固的地基支撑了整幢高楼大厦。
Similarly, false ego supports material existence.
所以同样的，假自我支撑了物质的存在。
So, the misconception of humility is a beaten up false ego, and I feel very weak and beaten up.
所以呢，
sad, morose, sad, unhappy.
那么呢，这种物质的这种对这个谦卑的错误的曲解，就让人感觉到我很不好，我很脆弱等等。
Note, I'm still at the center.
或者是说就说要注意到我是中心。
False ego still prevails and rules.
那么呢，这个假自我呢渗透到各个方面。
So the necessity is to get that false ego out of the center and put Krishna in the center.
所以呢，我们要去除这种假自我，这种对这个这种假自我的心态，那就是要把 Krishna 放到中心的位置上。
Then we have our correct position. We have a position of shelter in Krishna.
这样呢，我们就会处在一个恰当的位置上，我们就会处在脱离于 Krishna 的保护的这样的位置上。
And then one is feeling very empowered and strong at the same time humble.
那么呢，与此同时呢，你内心培养起这种谦卑的同时呢，你也会被赋予力量。
From material measurements.Those are contradictions.
所以呢，从这个物质的角度去考虑的话，去考虑的话，这两者好像是互相冲突的。
Feeling very empowered and bold and strong and courageous and very humble.
啊，在这种保持谦卑的心态的同时，又感受到力量的赋予，非常的感觉到内心的这种强壮。
回答你的问题
了吗？ Okay. There's a mic. Maharaj, 您刚才提到就是上哈尔的散户，他每天要念192圈。那真让我们就是每天只念16圈的这个初级奉献者啊，我们感受到上哈尔的散户，他对圣名有着真的是非常高的这种品位。那他对于我们来说呢，每天念16圈的奉献者来说。我们集的完善瓦孤的人子，我们也或多或少获那么一丁丁点点品味，但实际上我们也感受到如何让我们能够始终的对圣名有着源源不断的这种品味，去这么做是一件挺困难的一件事。所以我的问题是，怎样才能够让我们始终保持对圣名的这种品味，也能够就是逐渐的培养。
So you mentioned Haridas Thakur every day he chants 192 rounds. So that means, and Haridas Thakur have a high taste for holy name. So for us, we are the new fight devotee. Every day we just chant 16 rounds. So It's very difficult to develop such a high taste for holy name. So how to cultivate such taste and keep such a high taste of the for the holy name without stop?
Okay, but your microphone shut up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the answer.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 回答了这样的问题.
The end of Shikshastakam 2, Lord Chaitanya says, Nana Raga, I don't have any raga or any attraction or taste for the holy name.
那么呢，在主切坦涅马哈帕布的主的八训规当中的倒数第二条当中，他说到了我对圣名没有 raga， 我没有啊。第二条当中是头第二个，主的八训规的第二条里面说到了我不被圣名所吸引。
In text 3 or Shikshastaka 3, he gives the medicine.
那么在主的八训规第三条，主就给出了这样的良药。
And it starts with humility.
那这个教导就是去培养谦卑的品质。
And the next is tolerance.
还有有容忍的品质。
And it, you know, that sounds like down and then down and then down. Because the third one is offering all respects to others without any expectation of result in return. These are the means, this is the medicine, the recommendation of Lord Chaitanya that answers your question.
那么呢，这就是主切坦涅马哈帕普所推荐的，就像是主的八训规第三条里面说到了，我们应该向所有其他的众生致以敬意，而不祈求其他的众生对我们表示尊敬。
So we should cultivate those qualities.
所以呢，我们应该培养这些品质。
And we should closely associate with those who have those qualities.
而且我们应该要得到这些具有这些谦卑品质的那些人的亲密的联谊。
Because we take on the qualities of those who we associate with.
因为我们跟谁联谊，就会得到什么样的品质。
We should respect all Vaishnavas.
所以我们应该尊敬所有的 Vaishnava 奉献者。
And especially we should.Cultivate close relationships with those that have these four qualities.
而且我们要去培养和那些具有这些美好品质的谦卑等美好品质的之人的之间的亲密的关系。
Anything else?
还有其他的问题吗？
没什么。Oh, okay.
你打开。
我想。
Only one question.
对，我想问一下马哈拉什，感谢马哈拉讲课。其实，如果我们唱诵了很多年，但是依然无法完全专注的唱诵圣名，那在这种情况下，是不是我无法可以得到这个唱诵圣名的品位
？So even we have been chanting Hare Krishna for long time, for many years, but we still have we cannot.Completely focus on the chanting holy name. So, in this condition, that means we cannot develop such taste of
yes.
for the holy name.
Correct.
是的。
You have to cultivate.
那你就得去培养。
And cultivate these four qualities especially.
尤其是这四项品质。
And overall, the whole purpose of this Harinam Chintamani.Exploration or discussion is also to help because there's descending mercy coming from Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur and Bhaktivinoda Thakur and get your receivers out, open your heart and receive and that will also help you.
而且呢，总的来说，圣名点金石就是为了去帮助我们去提高我们对圣名的品位。并且圣名点金石它传递了主切坦涅马哈帕布降临仪式所传递的这种仁慈还有哈里达斯塔库巴克提诺塔库他们所传递的这样的仁慈
It's just like those of you who are in the room here today there are a couple of disciples of Srila Prabhupada
在今天这个屋子里面有两位是个帕帕德的门徒
and the rest of you are not initiated disciples of Srila Prabhupada.
而剩下的其他的人呢，都不是 Srila Prabhupada 的启迪的门徒。
Now we speak about Srila Prabhupada being the primary Shiksha Guru of ISKCON.
我们也讲到了 Srila Prabhupada 是整个 ISKCON 所有成员的最重要的 Shiksha Guru, 训示灵性导师。
Some of you have taken the disciple course.
有些人是不是已经参加了门徒课程？
And you've been very carefully trained and educated on that principle.
而且呢，大家呢，都得到了这样的一个原则的很好的一个培训和培训。
It's a fact that you can become attached to our founder Acharya even without his physical presence, just through sound vibration and his teaching.
那么你们会发现，只是通过我们的创办灵性导师的教导，他的这个音证的教导，我们也能够去发展对我们创办灵性导师的依恋之情。
My message here is same for Haridas Thakur, the Acharya for the chanting of the holy name.
那么呢，我在这里讲到了同样的 Haridas Thakur, 他去描述关于圣名的荣耀也是如此。
Appreciate his humility.
那我们去欣赏，去理解他的谦卑。
Appreciate his tolerance.
去欣赏他的容忍的品质。
Appreciate his tendency to want to honor and glorify others.
去欣赏他去想要去荣耀他人的这种美好的品质。
In this way, we associate with Haridas Thakur and we can take on qualities like Haridas Thakur.
我们以这种方式呢，得到与 Haridas Thakur 的联谊，并且从他那里吸取他所具有的这些美好的品质。
This is a teaching that Ramanujacharya offers. I'll share a little bit.
我现在来跟大家分享一下 Ramanujacharya 所教导的。
We're from Lord Brahma's disciplic succession. Brahma Sampradaya.
我们的使徒传系是来自于主 Brahma Sampradaya.
There's another very wonderful.Vaishnav Sampradaya called the Sri Sampradaya or Lakshmi Sampradaya.
那么还有一条非常美妙的使徒传系呢，是被称为 Sri Sampradaya 或者是 Lakshmi Sampradaya 使徒传系。
And Ramanujacharya is one of the great personalities in that line of disciplic succession.
Ramanujacharya 就是 Sri 或者 Lakshmi Sampradaya 使徒传系当中的一位崇高的灵性导师。
And he gives the following teaching.
他给出了如下的教导。
If you wish to develop certain quality or qualities,
如果你想去培养发展某种品质或者是一些品质的话，
find one acharya or great personality who exemplifies that quality in a special way that inspires you.
那么呢，你就去寻找一位身上具有这样美好品质的一位伟大的人物。
And hear about that person.
并且去聆听他的教导。
Describe about that person.
去描述这位人物。
Remember that person.
去忆念这位人物。
Offer prayers to that person.
并且向这样的一位人去向他祈祷。
Absorb your whole being in.Recollection of that person and in that way that quality of that great personality will become manifest in you.
在你的内心深深的去冥想这样的一位伟大的人物所具有的这些品质，那么久而久之你就身上就会发展出培养出这位伟人所具有的品质。
Such meditation on Haridas Thakur can fulfill that purpose.
所以对 Haridas Thakur 的这样的冥想能够帮助我们培养这些品质，达成这一目的。
He had to have had a great taste. Otherwise, how could he chant constantly?
他肯定已经具有了对圣名的这种非常崇高的品味，要不然的话，他如何去教导世人呢？
So we can pray to him for that mercy, just as he's showing us by praying.To the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, or for the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
所以呢，我们应该向 Haridas Thakur 祈祷，就像是 Haridas Thakur 向 主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 祈祷这样的仁慈一样。
We'll hear it again and again. It'll gradually seep in.
所以呢，我们要一遍又一遍的去聆听，如此我们就能够一点一点的去接受得到。
Okay. Microphone. We have the microphone up here.
Mara, thank you very much for the beautiful lecture. 我的问题就是刚才给我们讲了 Sanatana Goswami， 他就是因为喝了脏水，往他身上得了病，然后他几经波折，最后终于见到了 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 并且在主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的拥抱之下，然后他身上所有的烟疮都不见了。那么在现实生活中，我们奉献者的身体其实有很多的问题，然后有很多人都在不断的在挣扎之中，那么我们如何用这样的一个故事去激励着我们的内心呢？我就提出了。Just now you very beautifully to recited the story to us about how Sananta Goswami he contaminated his body with all kinds of wounds and injuries, but eventually he got the chance to take darshan to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's breathing just completely treat him. So my question is that in our actually daily life, lots of devotees are struggling from the health issues, and we're kind of struggling all kinds of treatments, but we're not able to treat it. So how can we tune in our mind from those stories to encourage us that we actually can be encouraged or, you know, something like that? Well, how can we actually be inspired from this pastimes and to in the right way to face our actual case?
Yeah.
Especially after we struggled in many, many ways. Mm-hmm.
For many years. Well, if we were materialists, we could get discouraged.
那么呢，如果我们是物质主义者的话，我们 我们会有些沮丧。
Not only I have to suffer some physical ailments, many physical ailments over long period of time, and it just doesn't seem to go away no matter what, and then something else comes and something else comes, so that we can feel sad and unhappy for ourselves.
那么呢，从物质的角度来上，可能我们会感到沮丧，例如呢，这么多年来一直不断的身体都不好，健康状态不好，然后呢，不仅有的时候是这种，有的时候是那种情况下。
But specific to your question, when we hear about Sanatan Goswami getting cured like that, oh, that's never going to happen to me because I'm not so fortunate. So again, I can get discouraged.
那么呢，当你听到 Sanatana Goswami 在那种条件，就是身体状态不好的情况下，当遇到 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候，得到他的拥抱，他的身体状况一下子就改善了。然后，但是为什么这样的事情没有发生在我身上呢？啊，这个时候你会感觉到沮丧，有点泄气。
What to do?
怎么办呢？
Krishna Das Kaviraj gives one solution what to do.
Krishna Das Kaviraj 给了我们一个解决的办法，应该怎么办？
And that solution is to maintain very strong, unflinching faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那么这个解决的办法就是去一直保持，不断地保持的追逐 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不可动摇的信心。
According to Chaitanya Charitamrita,
根据 Chaitanya Charitamrita 里面所说，
for one who has unflinching faith in Lord Chaitanya,
对于那些对主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 怀着不可动摇信心的人，
even that person may be blind He can see the stars in the sky.
即便是一个盲人也能够看到满天的星斗。
Even that person may be lame, he can climb mountains.
即便是一个人是瘸子，他也能够翻山越岭。
Even that person may be a fool, he can understand the conclusive truths of the scripture.
即便一个人是一个傻瓜，他也能够明白整个经典的终极的结论。
How is that possible?
那这是怎么可能做到这一点呢？
The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes it possible.
那执着住 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈就能够达成这一点。
That which is impossible becomes possible.
这就能够住 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的仁慈能够使不可能的事情成为可能。
So, one part of my response to your question is, with strong faith, then we carry on based upon that strong faith.
所以我对你这个问题的回答的一方面就是去继续保持着我们原有的这种强烈的信心。
Let me ask you a question.
我现在问你一个问题。
Do you know one person that has no problems?
你了解到，你有没有认识到这样一个人？他没有任何的问题。没遇到这样的人。
We all have problems.
我们大家都有问题。
As you get to know somebody, you get to know also what the struggles are that they go through in their life.
那当我们去了解一个人、认识到一个人的时候，我们也了解到他在生活当中所挣扎的那一点。
And there's so many varieties. Health is one of them.Struggles with health is one variety out of so many varieties.
就是为了努力的，就是让自己的身体保持健康的这种状态挣扎，这是我们所遇到的一个问题之一，其中的一个。
I know somebody that has had chronic health issues again and again and again, and they.Sometimes just throw their hands up in the air and saying, "What is Krishna doing? Why is this happening?"
那么呢，我认识一个人呢，他不断的就遇到了关于这个身体健康的这样的问题，不断的一次又一次的遇到这样的问题。后来到了最后，他就是两手就是高举在空中，说就问到 Krishna， 怎么会在我身上不断的有这样的事情发生呢？
That.Same devotee is becoming more and more powerful in devotion because the answer to that question is Krishna is just giving only one shelter, and that's his lotus feet and his holy name, and there isn't some other shelter in these temporary and miserable circumstances of bodily ailments. It's just there's no shelter there.
那么呢，这同一位奉献者呢，后来他在奉爱服务当中变得越来越强壮，越来越坚定。那么他认识到了 Krishna 把他置于这样的情况当中，让他认识到他除了求庇于 Krishna 没有其他的托庇所， Krishna 是他唯一的托庇所。那么这些短暂的这种身体的情况，在这种短暂的身体的这种情况当中，环境当中，让他认识到了 Krishna 是他唯一的庇护所。
Take the spiritual position, their strength.
所以呢，我们能就是能够让我们去接受这样的灵性的这种
To take the
spiritual position, you'll find strength.
那么我们去接受这样的灵性的位置，灵性的地位，我们就能够获得这种力量。
If you forget the spiritual position.You get smashed.
如果我们忘记了我们的灵性的地位的话，我们就被击碎。
Very similar to this question about humility.
那么实际上是这个回答的问题的答案跟刚才回答谦卑这个问题是有异曲同工之妙的作用。
The material perspective on humility is you feel beaten.
那么从这个物质的这种谦卑的这个角度来说，我们那会给人感觉到受到鞭挞。
And the spiritual position of humility is you feel shelter and protection.
但是呢，从灵性的这个谦卑的品质的角度来看，我们能够认识到我们唯一的庇护所是什么？
Maybe Krishna wants the person who has chronic medical difficulty. Maybe Krishna wants that person to understand this whole world is limited and temporary, just like Maharaj was describing this morning.
就像是今那辛哈斯瓦米今天早上所讲述到的，可能 Krishna 会把一个人置于这种身体状态非常的虚弱，疾病不断的遇到疾病的这种一种状态当中，让他认识到这个物质世界是短暂而有限的。
That doesn't change our position of being Krishna's servant.
那我们当我们成为 Krishna 的仆人的时候，我们的这种情形就会发生转变。
As Krishna's servant, I take care of whatever the asset and resource is that Krishna has given me.
那么就像我们在作为 Krishna 的仆人的这个地位上的时候，我们会认识到，无论 Krishna 把我们置于何等的处境、逆境。我们都会把它当作 Krishna 给予我们的礼物去接受。
Sankirtan Prabhu set such a nice example in this regard.
那么在这方面 ，Sankirtan Prabhu 就为我们树立了一个美好的榜样。
For years, he tried this and that to try to, in service to Krishna, make the body fit so it could carry on in continuous service.
他花了整整一年的时间，不断的去试各种各样的方法。为了去为 Krishna 服务，那他为他的身体，就是解决自己的身体健康的情况，试了各种各样的方法。
In fact, what he was doing, like other Krishna conscious people who have serious illnesses do, they inspire others to have faith in Krishna and Krishna's holy name. It's just amazing how those persons can be faith imparters.And never do they complain, oh, why is Krishna doing this to me? Their thoughts just don't go there.
那么呢 ,Sankirtan Prabhu 呢他所做的他所给大家树立这个榜样就像是其他的一些年长的人他们所做的那样。即便在这种情况下他们也没有去抱怨 Krishna 为什么这么安排让我经历这样的事情而是展现出了他对 Krishna 的巨大的信心。激励了所有的人。
The second response is in three words, what's four words? Say yes to Krishna.
Say
yes to Krishna.
那么呢，还有就是用三四个字来回，用另一种方式，用三四个字来回答你的这个问题，向 Krishna 说是的。
Krishna, I don't know the reason why this particular struggle is the struggle that you've given to me.
那那么对 Krishna 说，不知道 Krishna， 不知道你为什么让我处在这种处境，进行这种挣扎。
And remember, each of us has our struggle.
要大家都知道，我们每个人都在做各种不同的挣扎。
Krishna, I don't know why you've given me this particular.Area of struggle.
我不知道 Krishna 你为什么让我经受这样的挣扎
But let me say yes to you.
但是呢我现在向你臣服是的
Let me never depart from shelter of your two lotus feet.
让我永远不要离开你双足的庇护
I'll continue to serve according to the capacity that you give me.
那我根据你所给我的能力去从事
Let me never depart from the mood of being your servant.
那我永远不要离开我作为您永恒的仆人的这种心态。
I think I shared this here one time.
我想我今年跟大家分享过这一点。
We have a farm community in near New York City.
那我们在纽约，在纽约附近有一座农场。
And we regularly have retreats at that farm community, Gitanagari.
在那个 Gitanagari 这座农场，奉献者经常在那里做各种灵性进修活动。
And one retreat, it was our national holiday in America. The theme was Say yes to Krishna.
在那个美国的独立日的那一天，那几天呢，奉献者会去到那里做一个进修的课程。这个课程的主题就是向 Krishna 说是的。
It was many years ago, but it's still very fresh in my mind. It was such a wonderful experience.
虽然很多年已经过去，但是呢，对这个课程我依然记忆犹新。
I could another time I can share with you the detail of that, but learn the art of rather than saying no, I don't like this and I don't like that and I don't like that other thing and.
所以呢，那么从这个
say yes to Krishna instead, and then the attitude changes, the behavior will change, and Krishna's extending his hand will also most likely be seen.
那么从中呢，我想跟大家分享的一点就是，我们不要去向 Krishna 说不拒绝啊、哦、，Krishna， 你为什么把我处在这样的情况当中？不要这样，而是去接受这种情况。Krishna， 给我们安排了任何的情况，如此我们就能够。I missed the second part. 如此我们就能够感受，我们就能够感我们就能够感受到 Krishna 他不断的给予我们的仁慈。
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
Okay. 大家还有什么别的问题吗？
请问古鲁对刚才您讲到哈瑞达斯塔库他是完全脱离圣名的，他也深知这个圣名脱离圣名能完全受到圣名的保护，他也希望我们能受到同等的保护，同样的保护。然后我的问题是，圣名是怎么保护我们的？还有我们怎么体会到受到圣灵的保护了？
我们怎么受保护了？我们那个保护的那
个。Guru Maharaj speak that Haridas Thakur completely took shelter of the holy name, and he also deeply felt that he is protected by holy name.
Yeah.
So also Haridas Thakur hope that all the human beings will get the same protection from the holy name. So I would like to know how the holy name of Lord Krishna protect us, and what's the feeling of being protected by holy name?
The second part is what's the feeling, and the first part is how do we get there?
Yeah, how to get, how the holy name protects us.
How it happens?
Yeah.
What does it feel like?
Yeah.
Those are the two questions.
Yeah, two questions.
Well, protection. By the holy name. Well, first, we'll say what it doesn't mean.
那么就是这个圣灵如何保护我们？首先，我们来从这个否定的这个方面去回答这个问题，用否定的方式来回答。
The forces of the material energy are likely to continue to act. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam, birth, death, disease, and old age are likely to continue.
那么呢，这个物质能量的力量呢，就是使一个人不断的生死轮回。
Because it's just the nature of this place, and the laws of material energy rule this place.
那么呢，在这个物质世界里，物质能量，这是物质能量运作的规则，运作的法则，就是把一个让一个人不断的生死轮回，这是他的本性。
So protection from the holy name does not mean you won't get old.
那
you won't get disease, you won't die, you live forever.
圣灵给予的保护，并不意味着你不会变老，你也不会死，你也不会得疾病。也不会死等等。
So real protection does mean that there's access, that natural spiritual access to your relationship with Krishna and your opportunity to serve Krishna, just as Maharaj was describing in the Bhagavatam this morning.
就像是今天早上那圣哈斯瓦米在圣典讲述圣典博加瓦坛的时候讲到的，圣名的保护，灵性的保，圣名的保护意味着我们能够从灵性的方面去不断的去接近圣灵啊，和他建立起这种关系，并且去得到机会去服务 Krishna， 服务圣灵。
That's the protection, the relationship with Krishna and the opportunity, the practical opportunity to remain engaged in His service.
这就是与圣灵的这就是圣灵给出的保护，去培能够发展与 Krishna 的关系，并且能够得到这种机会去服务圣灵，服务 Krishna 的机会。
In many ways, we're like little children.
在很多方面，我们都像是孩子一样。
Little children just want attention.
那小孩子就想得到别人的关注。
No matter how much attention, it's never enough. And if you go off to do something else,They demand your attention, they'll throw a tantrum, they'll do whatever they need to do to get attention, because they want attention.
所以呢，无论给予他们什么样的帮助，他们都觉得不够。所以呢，当你去做别的事情的时候，他就想千方百计地得到，想引起你的注意，让其他人去关注他。
And their emotional, the emotional development of gratitude, what to speak of love, is...So shallow. It's just give, 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 give. I want more. You know, the sense of giving back is not developed.
那么呢，就是我们的这种灵性的情感，不是说是指
Gratitude and love and giving back is not developed.
那么呢，就是如果我们就是要去给予，我们才能够发展出这种感恩之情。对神的感恩之情。
The sense of protection with the holy name is that position of shelter is there, my opportunity to serve is there. We take service for granted, but my goodness, what's our eligibility for serving Krishna? Zero.
这个对圣灵的保护就是他给了我们这种机会去和 Krishna 发展关系的这种机会，给了我们机会去服务 Krishna， 服务圣灵。然后我们去培养对 Krishna 对圣灵的这种感恩之情，我们认识到了我们哪里有什么能力去服务于 Krishna， 我们的这种能力是零。
We're like little children.
我们都是孩子。
We don't recognize the kindness and sacrifice that's been given to us so that we can be engaged in Krishna's service.
所以呢，我们并没有意识到我们就是通过服务 Krishna 就能够达到这种满足，所以我们要不断的去为 Krishna 从事奉爱服务。
One who has taken shelter of the holy name gets the realization of this very, very, transcendentally very special opportunity to be in Krishna's service.
所以当我们脱避于圣名的保护的时候，我们就能够获得这样超然的这种机会去服务 Krishna 的这种超然而美妙的机会。
Material circumstances are not creating service. The calling of the holy name and the mercy that comes all together with the package of the holy name is that's my position of safety and confidence and happiness and contentment and protection.
那这个物质的环境并不能够去营造服务，而是通过去呼唤 Krishna 的圣名，我们就能够获得这样的仁慈，去为 Krishna 获得这种机会去服务于 Krishna， 如此我们的内心才会达到满足，我们的内心才会心满意足，我们的内心才会有这种感恩之情。
It's that sense, that feel. So the second part of your question, it's like the feeling of a small child in the arms of their mother or father.
所以呢，回答你的第二个问题就是，我们就像是躺在妈妈怀里的小孩子一样。
Like that little puppy dog that was under the arm of his master.
就像是我们刚才说到的那个故事，那个叫那个小狗，小宠物狗，它非常安全的躺在主人的怀里。
Another experience I had while here in China says the same thing.
那么还有另一个就是回答你的问题的就是我为什么来到这里和大家来分享这个话题。
I was in an airport.
那个时候我在飞机场的时候。
And we were in the waiting lounge for the departure of an airplane.
那个时候我们排着长长的队去登机。
And there was a small child that had somehow gotten separated from mother and father.
那有一个小孩子呢，那个时候他不得不和他的父母分开。
And the child wasn't just crying, the child was screaming.
他那个孩子因为要和父母分开了，所以他就在那里大声的哭啼哭着。
And when a child is so distressed like that, naturally persons were coming forward trying to comfort the child or pick the child or hold the child and no way, scream.
当孩子感觉到这样的痛苦的时候，自然而然就会有人上前去抱起他，把他哄他，把他抱在怀里，让他不要发出这样的尖叫的哭啼声、啼哭声。当然了，这是需要时间。
It was really loud.
他的这个尖叫，他的这种啼哭声的确是非常很大。
And the adults were having their emotional meltdown because the child was so distressed.
因为那么这个孩子，那么大人呢，一听到孩子如此痛苦的、心碎的这种啼哭声，他们的内心都被融化了。
Down the corner, I saw this movement coming. Was the mother? She heard the screaming of her child.
然后呢，就在这个角落里，我就看到这个哭的那个孩子的妈妈、父母，他们一听到孩子这么的。在那里嚎哭着。
She was as distressed as the child because the child was separated from the mother.
因为他知道这个孩子因为没有在他妈妈身边。
As soon as the child saw the mother, the mother saw the child, and the arms went like this.
那么当孩子一看到妈妈，妈妈一看到这个孩子的时候，这个孩子就伸出了双臂。
And it was over.
就这样结束了。
No more screaming.
啊，然后呢，这个孩子的啼哭呢就结束了，就再也不哭了。他一看到自己的妈妈，他再也不哭了。
The child was happy.
那孩子一看到妈妈就高兴起来了。
Feeling safe in the arms of the child's mother.
这个时候，孩子被妈妈抱在怀里，他感觉到很安全，很高兴。
Same.
同样的。
There isn't another position of shelter and safety and well-being.We may look for it here and there and elsewhere, and it's not the same.
啊，那么我们可能就是为了这种安全、这种幸福、这种幸福感、这种安全感，我们四处去寻找，有谁能够给予我们这样的感受？但是没有找到。
In different language, we're going to hear Haridas Thakur say the same thing in this chapter one.
那么我们在这里可以看到，在《圣明典籍时》的第一章 ，Haridas Thakur 以另一种语言讲述了这同一个主题。
And then he expands on it in chapter two.
而且这个话题呢，一直延伸到第二章。
Yeah.He's a very powerful speaker. He doesn't need a microphone.
你那个声音啊，声音很洪亮，所以你不需要麦克风。
我想问一个问题，是刚才马拉提到一个人，就是三太上塔布。我想看马拉去解释一下，圣明是如何在保护三太上塔布的。
所以麦。
他也写了几本书，也传教几十年，经历了很多的。各种困难，然后他也到处哈利拉姆唱诵啊，念书你也是非常的就独到的。这圣明是如何在保护三克的塔布呢
？So Maharaj, you mentioned the Sankirtan Prabhu in your lecture. So I'd like to know how the holy name of Lord Krishna protects Sankirtan Prabhu. Sankirtan Prabhu has been spread Krishna consciousness in China for many, many years, and he also went through different difficulties. But he still continued to spread Krishna consciousness, and he wrote several books. So I would like to know how the Holy Name protects Sankirtan Prabhu.
Microphone. I'm going to say something, and I'd like the Srinivas to say something.
我想让辛哈斯瓦米来就这个问题来进行回答。
下个。
No, I'm just, you know, because this is glorifying
wonderful. 因为我们在这里可以聆听到这一位 Vaishnava 非常美妙的荣耀。
I'll go back to something that I said in response to what doesn't it mean to be protected by the Holy Name? It doesn't mean.You won't have a problem, and you won't have a disease, and you won't die. That's not what it means.
我现在再回到刚才回答的这个问题上，就是这个圣灵是如何保护奉献者的。那么刚才呢，从一个否定的角度去回答的这个问题，我那个圣灵的保护并不意味着我们就不经历，不会让一个人不经历生老病死等等这些问题了，并不是这个意思。
The glorifications about Sankirtan Prabhu.From the very beginning when he first came to China was that he was very fearless and bold and had full trust in Krishna.
那么对于 Sankirtan Prabhu, 他自从进入到中国开始传教的第一天开始起他就那天起他对圣名有着这种强烈的这种信心。
And the physical ailment that he received and eventually left his body with gave him an opportunity to teach us how to leave the body in a position of full shelter, full faith, full confidence, full dignity. Such persons, they're, as he was when he was active as a teacher and a teacher by example, this also shows...An opportunity to teach by example. It's not the path I would have chosen for Sankirtan Prabhu, but it's the path that Krishna chose. So be it, and he accepted.
那么刚才讲到就是这个 Sankirtan Prabhu, 他在他的生命的晚期的时候遇到这种严重的疾病，并且去克服，并且呢，他在这种情况下，他依然。他展现出了就是在这种情况下也是一种机会向我们给出了我们这样的一个教导他没有别的庇护除了对 Krishna 的圣名这样的庇护所这是他唯一的庇护而且当 Sankirtan Prabhu 在他有生之年他不仅是一个活跃的传教士他这样去做他也身体力行给我们树立了榜样他的言行也是如此他言行一致身体力行给我们树立了这样的榜样
You've heard the phrase Ante Narayana Smriti which means at the end of life you should remember the Supreme Lord Narayana
那么我们都听到过这样的诗节在生命的终结时刻我们应该忆念着至尊主 Narayana
If Krishna has chosen to take him to a different position ofserving Krishna in some other way or some his eternal pastimes or whatever Krishna wants Krishna can do that and Krishna can make one fearless as one leave behind something to go to another position of service that Krishna gives one
那么呢Krishna 他就是把一个人置于到一种情况服务于他也许他会把一个人置于到另一种情况去在那种情况下他依然不断地去从事对 Krishna 的服务
Just like Maharaj was saying this morning
就像今天早上 Maharaj 谈到的
Those that are attached to the limited and temporary they're ultimate to some they have small intelligence
那就是那些脱避于依附于短暂有限的世界的人，他们的智慧是渺小的。
Yes.
And those that have broad intelligence, they engage in the Sankirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sankirtan Prabhu is engaged in Sankirtan somewhere. This is nature. It's down to the core of his being. He's protected.
那么那些智慧崇高的人，他们就会去脱避于去依附主切坦尼马哈帕布的 Sankirtan 运动，所以主呢就把这个 Sankirtan 运动让 Sankirtan 帕布去从事这种派发圣灵。
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Sankirtan Prabhu had a very auspicious departure from this world.
Sankirtan Prabhu, 他离开这个物质世界是以非常吉祥的方式离开了这个物质世界。
He prepared himself in the final few weeks.
他在最后的几个星期里面完充分地做好了准备。
He took instruction from the senior Vaishnavas.
他从年长的奉献者那里获得教导。
He left on a very on the Janmashtami, very auspicious day.
Sankirtan Prabhu 就是在 Krishna 的显现日 Janmashtami 那一天离开躯体的。
And he left in the association of devotees.
而且他是在众多奉献者环抱的情况下离开躯体的。
And he was fully prepared for leaving the world through hearing and chanting.
所以他完全做好，他为离开这个物质世界做好了充分的准备，是在聆听圣灵的情况下离开了这个物质躯体。
So this is the protection of the holy name.
这就是圣灵的保护。
Prepares us for leaving the body.
那么这就是给予了我们的保护，让我们做好这样的准备。
I think just recently Bhakti Charu Swami was describing how one of his disciples left her body.
那么最近呢 Bhakti Charu Swami 讲述了他的一位门徒是如何离开躯体的一段美妙的描述。
He had one disciple, an elderly lady who had been a very faithful, staunch devotee, faithfully chanting the holy name.
那么他有一位年迈的一位门徒，是一位老妇人，他对 Krishna 有着坚定的信心，他是一位非常强而有力的这样的传播圣名的奉献者。
And he wanted to speak to her before she left the world.
那么在他离开躯体之前，他想跟 Bhakti Charu Swami 进行对话。
He called her on the telephone.
后来 Bhakti Charu Swami 就给他打电话，在电话里通话。所以 Bhakti Charu Swami 在电话里向他念诵圣名，就在念诵圣名那会儿，他就离开了躯体。
And she left her body with a big smile on
her. 而且这位老妇人、老奉献者是带着一个巨大的微笑离开身体的。
So,Bhakti Charu Swami said, we're seeing again and again how Krishna is delivering the devotees from birth.
所以 Bhakti Charu Swami 一遍又一遍地讲述了 Krishna 是如何保护他的奉献者。
Sankirtan Prabhu certainly was well prepared for leaving the world.
Sankirtan Prabhu 毫无疑问是为离开这个物质躯体做好了充分的准备。
He dedicated 30 years of his life to the service of Krishna consciousness movement.
他倾其毕生30多年来一日复一日的去完全献身于对 Krishna 知觉的传播。
So certainly at the end of his life, Krishna came there and took him, delivered him.
所以肯定毫无疑问当他离开躯体的时候 Krishna 会来到他面前拯救他。
So there's nothing to be lamented in such a departure.
所以呢关于 Sankirtan Prabhu 离开身体这件事情没有什么值得悲伤的。
Rather, it's glorious.
而相反这是一个巨大的荣耀，我们应该去荣耀他的离开，他离开躯体。
And he prepared for that.Through chanting the holy name.
而且他是通过唱诵圣名来为他离开躯体做好准备。
It's the holy name which gives us that strength to prepare for that.
是圣明给了他这种力量，为离开躯体做好充分的准备。还有一首诗。我们
现在中餐的时间到
了。马上刚才您讲课的时候谈到了就是人家和专门的若隐的谈话和萨尔巴马的谈话，我刚才做笔记是没记下来，我想让您重点的说一下他们主产参加和他们的交谈内容，重复一下。
Maharaj, you mentioned that the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Ramananda Roy, and the conversation between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So, but I missed some contents. So, could you explain furtherly about the content of the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy?
Summarize.
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
他们之间的对话，你去看一看主启太念的教导，里面有详细的描述。我想你肯定会阅读这本非常美妙的书籍。这是由 PPT 出版的，主启太念的教导。